Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Please bring it up, Rick. I can't believe we get paid to do the show. That's pretty awesome. Pretty remarkable, isn't it?
Love it.
It's just fantastic. Next hour on the show, Professor Lockerson is here. Class will be in session as he gets you, dear listener and dear viewer, set to bet on the Heisman Trophy market for this coming college football season. Our pal Stucky from the Action Network is going to join us talking college football, NBA draft trivia for two full segments, and me, the sports trivia king, me, Nick Costos. I've come up with the questions to ask our entire crew, and you can join in as well. Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app, Odyssey Station Stationwide, or of course on YouTube, where the You Betters have congregated at youtube.com/Odyssey Sports. Joining us right now on the show, Odyssey Sports, NBA insider, former NBA general manager, the great Ryan McDonough. Insider calls are, of course, brought to you by BetQL. Get smarter and beat the books by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com today. I memorized that. I don't even have it up in front of me right now. And what a treat. We got McD on video today. Ryan, what's going on? Welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken, Thursday, BetQL on draft day.
Gentlemen, I'm doing great. Always good to be on with you. I felt like we just did this draft show recently. I guess it was back in mid-November. I'm excited to do it again. I know you guys are looking at the betting markets, as am I. A lot of moving pieces, a lot of guys potentially rising, sliding. So I look forward to getting into all that with you guys.
Yeah, and Ryan, you mentioned just a lot of moving parts, a lot of stuff happening right now. That's kind of where I want to start, just like taking a big picture view of this draft. Like what kind of draft is this going to be? Sometimes we have drafts where there's no movement whatsoever, very obvious landing places for all of the picks in the lottery. Things kind of go from there, kind of a ho-hum, you know, kind of a draft. Sometimes we have picks where there are drafts where there are a ton of trades. Like people are moving into the top five, moving into the top 10. There's a lot of activity and it tends to be pretty unpredictable. Sometimes stars get dealt on draft night. Sometimes we have that happen over the course of the last few years. What kind of draft do you think this is going to be?
A couple themes I'm looking at tonight, guys. I think the top four or five picks are going to be really difficult to crack. I don't see those picks moving at all. I think teams are going to have to pay a premium if they want to get into that upper lottery range. Most of the teams I've talked to, including the ones picking in the top four or five, I think there's a pretty significant group of players at the top, and those guys have a chance to be stars. Starting with Cade Cunningham, it looks like he's going to go number one to Detroit. Now I think it's going to be Jalen Green, two to Houston, Evan Mobley, three, you know, going down the board, Mobley, three to Cleveland, and then likely Jalen Suggs, four to Toronto. It opens up a bit after that. I think Scotty Barnes goes fifth, but after that top four or five grouping, guys, I think from six or seven on down, there's a pretty significant drop off. So I think you may see some activity there in that late lottery range, but at the top, it seems like those teams are pretty locked in on the guys they want.
McD, give us something juicy. What are you hearing right now? A rumor that started today, some news you've heard today. Maybe it's a prospect rising. Maybe it's someone falling. Maybe it's about a potential trade. What can you tell us here? You're as plugged in as it gets.
Yeah, so two guys or three guys, really, I'm having a hard time finding a floor for. In the draft, obviously, what the players want, what their agents want in particular, is to figure out where the floor is. How long could they, if they slide on the board, how long could they drop before somebody takes them? A couple of guys I'm struggling with, starting at the guy I think will go first in this grouping, Jonathan Kuminga, the talented forward, played for the G League Ignite. At one time, he was viewed as a potential top five pick with the likes of Jalen Green and Jalen Suggs, Mobley, Cunningham. He's not viewed that way anymore, and teams are having a hard time figuring out where he fits in. So look for him potentially sliding tonight. And then the guy, I think, with the biggest range, really, of all of them, guys, well, two guys. They're both named Johnson. Keon Johnson, I think, has a pretty wide range starting in the late lottery. I think he could be on the board for a while. And Jalen Johnson's the real wild card. Teams love the talent coming out of high school. He was a top high school player. They liked him at Duke, but he left Duke. Coach K publicly had some not so flattering things to say about the kid. He has a pretty wide range, and he's the guy that I wouldn't be surprised if is on the board for a lot longer than people initially anticipated. Again, they like the talent, but the intel has scared off a number of teams, and I think we'll shift some of the teams, especially in the late lottery, maybe even in the mid first round, away from Jalen Johnson.
So, Ryan, just to emphasize using some of the betting markets that we have for people that are listening to those player names. So, Kuminga's over-under is now 7.5. And I think a lot of people agree with you. Like, it was 6.5, then it was 7, now it's 7.5. And then the two players that you mentioned, Keon Johnson and Jalen Johnson, I believe are both still 14.5. Jalen Johnson may have dropped a little bit. So, just kind of emphasize, like, you know, this would be a sort of a gambling question for a pro bettor. Like, what would you play those two? Like, where do you think Kuminga actually goes? Where do you think Jalen Johnson actually goes? Where do you think Keon Johnson actually goes?
Yeah, if I had to bet it, I would go under on all three. I get confused with the
over-under.
Over. I think they'll be drafted after those numbers, right? 7.5, as you mentioned, for Kuminga, 14.5 for Jalen and Keon Johnson. If I had to pick between Jalen or Keon Johnson, I think Keon Johnson has a chance to go earlier in the draft, so I'd feel stronger. I'd lean toward putting more units on the Jalen Johnson bet after 14.5, to use language that I understand, because again, this over-under thing confuses me relative to draft position. So I think Kuminga, Jalen Johnson, with my strongest conviction on Jalen Johnson. Now, as we say in the NBA, when I was in front offices for over 15 years, it only takes one team to change that equation, one team to like a guy or trade in. That's always the risk. But the teams I'm talking to are saying those three guys, Kuminga, Keon Johnson, especially Jalen Johnson, could have a long wait tonight before their names are called.
You bet BetQL Thursday, draft day. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley talking about it with the great Ryan McDonough, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider on Twitter, at McD, NBA McD. We'll get to some specific player props coming up momentarily here, but in terms of like any big trades, whether it's Ben Simmons, whether it's anything else, is it your expectation that we will see the kind of trade that's going to make people be like, whoa, is that going to happen tonight from what you're hearing? And that would obviously upend the apple cart with how bettors are looking to do tonight in the first round.
I don't think so. I think it's unlikely. I think Damian Lillard, for example, will remain in Portland because the Blazers are doing everything they can to build around Lillard. Simmons is more available, but the price is super high. And keep in mind, guys, we're just at the beginning of the NBA transaction window now. It really starts tonight around the draft, and then it'll last for the next couple weeks through the first week or so of free agency. And then by mid-August, most teams' rosters are set, so the trade market cools down a little bit. So that's why what I think Daryl Morey's doing in Philadelphia, what I know he's doing, is setting a very high bar on Ben Simmons, saying they anticipate or want a James Harden level of picks and swaps and players. That's great, but I don't think they're going to get that. And I think Morey knows that, but that's where you start the process. I think the price comes down a little bit over the next couple weeks. So I think Simmons is likely to be traded this offseason, but I don't think it's going to happen tonight, given that the teams around the league that I talk to think Philadelphia's asking price is way too high, given the way Simmons struggled in the playoffs, given his contract, more than anything, given what Philadelphia wants in order to part with Simmons.
Ryan, one other draft prop I know that you like as part of maybe we see trades tonight, maybe we don't see trades. I know that's Josh Primo, and I know that's not a bet that's offered everywhere, but at Bet Rivers, 27.5 is his draft position. I know that's at a bunch of domestic books as well. So I think you'll be able to find it depending on where you look. We have it at Bet Rivers. Josh Primo, what do you think of his draft prospects tonight?
Yeah, I like Josh Primo. And these are tricky, guys, because once you get into the 20s in that late first round, there are a lot of guards. So I caution anybody betting on a guard, especially on a guard to go higher than the number, sooner than the number hits. There are a lot of guards, so some guards are going to get pushed down. But a number of teams I talk to like Josh Primo, teams in the early to mid-20s. Another guy they like is Jaden Springer as well. Now, the challenge and the question, and what I want your bettors to think about, is do those guys go before other talented guards, Sharif Cooper from Auburn, Miles McBride from West Virginia, and I could go on and on. There are a number of them. Quentin Grimes from Houston. Who goes first? That's the challenge. But teams really like Primo. He's young. He's productive. He played well at the combine. He shot the ball well. He shows well in the stats models, as does Jaden Springer. So keep an eye on those guys. A couple other names I'd give you guys as far as what I'm hearing. Teams like these guys potentially going off the board sooner than their over-under numbers. Dayron Sharpe, the big from North Carolina, is getting a lot of positive attention now, potentially moving his way into the – I think his range starts in the early teens and goes into the 20s. My guess is Sharpe will be a first-round pick at this point, so keep an eye on that. I think the number's around 27, 28 and a half in that range. And then a guy that I think was super productive, I don't understand why this guy is slotted on the mocks in the 40s. Herbert Jones, the wing from Alabama, Primo's teammate with the Crimson Tide, he's I think his number's 42 and a half. Again, I don't know why. I think that guy's a first-round pick talent, and I think he'll go in the top 42 picks. So I like, again, betting him to be off the board before 42 and a half.
McDeep, just fantastic information there, especially with Herb Jones. Who? Herb Jones. What about James Bouknight, who's now down to 6.5? It looks like Bouknight may go 6 overall to the Oklahoma City Thunder. What are you hearing right now about James Bouknight? He was 7.5 yesterday, and we've seen this been plummeting, now sitting at 6.5, his position, Ryan.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch it at 6.5 because I think there's a good chance he goes to OKC at 6 if they keep the pick. Now, you know, they are active in the trade market. No team's more active than the Oklahoma City Thunder. They have 6, and then they come back with 2 picks in the teens, I think at 16 and 18. And they don't want 3 more young players. They have a good amount of young players. They have draft picks. They're the most aggressive team as far as trying to get up. And I think the teams in the top 4 or 5 are taking the most seriously, given the volume of assets they have and given that if a team were to drop back from, say, the top 3 or 4, dropping to 6 isn't as significant as dropping to, you know, somewhere outside the top 10. So OKC is active. But again, those teams in the top 4 or 5 are holding strong. And I think if OKC keeps the pick and makes the pick, Bouknight is the most likely guy to go number 6. And I think if they don't take him at 6, then this is where the guys at Bet Rivers and others who set the lines are really good. I think he's going to go 7, in that case, to Golden State. So I don't think James Booknight's going to last past the mid-lottery. I would have liked it. I would have told you to you know, bet the over, whatever it's called. Bet him ahead of 7.5. 6.5, I think, splits the difference. Yeah, the under. It's confusing. I apologize.
Ryan, and you're we only have about 30, 60 seconds left for this answer, but in your time in the front office, give me like a percent of the stuff that you read, rumors. We all try to bet on this stuff. We try to act on it. All the tweets that we see, all the reports, kind of unfounded, all these things. What percentage of it would you say from your time working in the front office is like complete BS?
Well, generally, Ken, there's a lot of smoke. But what I would say now is with the mock drafts, especially at this late hour, as we sit here recording this show, we're about, you know, 4 hours away from the draft. They're a lot more accurate now than they have been at any point. So this is the time to bet it. If you're looking at it, I gave you some of the guys I feel strongly about, rising or falling. If you look at it, this is the time to bet it. Put anything you've heard prior to now out the window and focus on some of the best mock draft guys and some of the top intel guys. Because historically speaking, the last minute mock drafts in particular are generally pretty accurate.
Listen, here's the deal. When you give us information like you've given us, Ryan, you speak the gambling terms in Mandarin and no one's going to care. Absolutely fantastic stuff. You're the absolute best. He's on Twitter at McDNBA. Make sure you follow him there, Ryan. We appreciate it. Enjoy the NBA draft tonight. We will talk to you soon here on You Better You Bet.
Nice, guys.
The great Ryan McDonough. What more could you ask for than that?
Yeah.
What more could
all
you
ask for?
All
those bets are still available. All still available.
All right. We will we'll recap them to start hour number 2. And then Professor Lockerson gives you an education in the Heisman Trophy betting market.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.